The film Green Book is up for a Best Picture Oscar on Sunday. It's the story of how Dawn Shirley, a black concert pianist, went on tour in the segregated American South, driven by a white bodyguard. The movie has been controversial. Shirley's family complained of misrepresentation, and some have dismissed the film as yet another story about a black character as told through a white lens. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports on one element of the film that is undisputed, the incredible piano playing. She explains how it's done.
There are three pianists involved in making the movie's music. The first is Dawn Shirley, who was popular in the 1950s and 60s in person and on vinyl. He's making a symphony out of Irving Berlin's song, Blue Skies. The second Green Book pianist is Mahershala Ali, who portrays Dawn Shirley in the film. He plays Shirley, but not the piano. That music is being made by the movie's third pianist, Chris Bowers. He does all the playing in the film.
So will you just play that twice?
Yeah, for sure.
We're sitting at the Yamaha in Chris's Hollywood Hills apartment. He is recreating the music Dawn Shirley played, just as Dawn Shirley, a virtuoso, played it. But on screen, you'd swear Mahershala did the playing. The actor's tempo is perfect. His fingers hit the right keys. Chris says director Peter Fairley insisted there be no edits the first time you see Ali at the piano. The camera starts on his hands and slowly pans out to see his full body as he plays. How'd they do that? Chris will tell in a second, but first, an amazing factoid.
Before Green Book, had you ever heard of Dawn Shirley?
I never heard of him.
To play Shirley's playing, Chris immersed himself in Shirley's recordings. That made him nervous.
I was pretty scared, actually, once I listened to it because of how intricate it was, how difficult it was.
Dawn Shirley played jazz as if it were classical music, played it as a fine art. There was no sheet music. Chris was no slouch at the piano. He trained at Juilliard, so he could transcribe Shirley's performances and then go over and over them, listening to 5 seconds at a time, learning as he listened.
How hard was it for you to play? Because he was a virtuoso.
Yeah, it was pretty difficult. I was pretty nervous. I probably almost broke down a few times just questioning whether or not I was going to be able to get it done. And I was just practicing 8-9 hours a day.
Why didn't they simply lip sync, finger sync to the original Dawn Shirley LPs?
Those original recordings just have a lower quality to them, so they're a little muddier. You would immediately recognize that this must be an old recording that we're listening to. And so we want to re-record them so that it could just feel live.
Which means Chris had to teach actor Mahershala Ali to actually appear to be playing. Chris began with the basics.
Our first lesson was only supposed to be an hour, and we spent 3 hours playing this major scale because he was so attentive to detail in a way that I had never really seen before, and he just wanted to make sure that he got it as accurately as possible.
After the first lesson, the actor could play a major scale with both hands. They had lessons once a week for 3 months. By the second month, Ali was playing Shirley's complicated arrangements. You never hear him playing, but you wouldn't know that from seeing him.
You must be some teacher.
Yeah, it was more that he was a great student. I haven't had that success rate with other students at all. Yeah.
Mahershala Ali was a great student.
When he knew that he was shooting a song, the day before or a few days before, he asked me to record video of myself playing through the song so he could watch me over and over and over again. And then after that, before we did the take, we set up a keyboard in his trailer and I would play for him over and over again just so he could watch, sit across from me. And then we were on stage. When he was playing, I was standing off in the wings doing air piano to show him where he should be.
Mahershala Ali mastered the choreography of the playing, so it looked authentic.
Are your hands the same size?
Just about, actually. He has pretty massive hands. They're a little darker than mine, but about the same size.
Do we ever see your hands in the movie?
Yeah, a lot of the time you're seeing my hands.
In the edit room, they made Chris's hands look darker through color correction, and Chris contributed other body parts.
They did a combination of hands. Sometimes it's my body and it's head replacement. Like, there are times where I actually am not sure if it's my hands or my body or his.
Being Green Book's ghost pianist has opened many doors for Chris. Lots of offers for TV, video games. At 29, he's doing exactly what he's wanted to do most of his life. In fact, Chris was born to make music. When he was in utero, his parents decided he would play the piano.
And so they started finding like piano sampler CDs and started to put them on my mom's stomach and play music for me. Yeah.
Seems to have worked. Chris Bowers can be heard but not seen in the Oscar-nominated film Green Book. In Los Angeles, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.